But first, schools are once again alive across Australia with chatter in the hallways and bells ringing. As Year 12 exams are now on track to finish as planned, what lies ahead for Year 12 graduates with jobs and a gap year travel so uncertain? Karishma Luthria has the details.
As coronavirus restrictions ease across Australia and school students return to classrooms a month earlier than expected, Year 12 students and their families are bracing themselves for the uncertainties that lie ahead. According to the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, Australia has almost 500,000 senior secondary students yearly. But what happens once they finish their Year 12 exams and the job market is insecure and universities are facing budget cuts, as during the pandemic? Gauri is a Year 12 student from Western Australia. She says that while she's anxious about the future and university, she was also planning on studying abroad or moving interstate, but now she's not so sure.
A lot of those things are just unachievable right now, and it's like really off-putting trying to work towards a goal when you don't even know how that can be achieved. It's like made me feel really anxious, and it would just be so much of a disruption if I'm not even going to go there and get like the full experience that we've gotten previously with like COVID restrictions and like the economy. I'm not going to be able to be employed. It's just going to be so hard to start a life there.
Gauri also mentioned that she finds the changes in university requirements due to the pandemic often unfair and unexpected.
It's not really fair halfway through Year 12, after we've completed Year 11, to the schools and universities to turn around and say, well, now we're taking your marks from Year 11 to like get you into university, when we didn't know in Year 11 that these marks would get us into university.
Andrew Bidwell is the president of the Australian Council of State School Organisations, and he says parents are also increasingly worried about the future prospects of their Year 12 children.
I think parents are always worried about their students and in their care, and I am definitely about my children as well, and that's a question that I've been thinking about for myself and for my children and family is what will it look like after this? Life seems to be coming back to normal in many ways, but what industries will still remain when our country comes back to normal? I mean, what is the new normal? There's always an element of what's next. How can I do the best for my family, for my children, for my students?
Mr. Bidwell also thinks that while we may want answers now, the government and all school bodies want to prevent a Year 13 situation, which means students needing to repeat a year of school due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
There has been talk of what does this mean? How does the impact? How can we support, or as in each of the states, how can they support the different assessments? And it's very much the schools and universities are acting in a flexible manner as much as possible at this time. But the government was planning that preparation for learning from home would be a lot longer than what it was. But yeah, most states and territories are looking to continue on and not delaying the Year 12.
While 2020 has been a challenging year thus far, Year 12 students are expected to be more mature and flexible to changes in their learning environments than ever before. Professor Pip Patterson, Deputy Vice Chancellor Education at the University of Sydney, says that universities want domestic students to know they are supported and will find ways to adjust for the stress the pandemic has caused on their studies.
A message to Year 12 students is just to know that we know how hard it is and that it has been a difficult year, but I think all of the universities will be looking forward to seeing students next year. For the next steps for those impacted students, I think you'll find everyone will be trying to take account of the impact. That certainly will be our intention in admitting students next year, that we'll do our absolute best to understand the level of impact on each applicant and make adjustments where necessary.
But until the government and universities work together to support high school graduates in this transition, Year 12s are just going to have to take the situation as it comes.
Karishma Luthria ending that report. The Wire contacted Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan, but he was not available prior to broadcast.